It wasn't a Led Zeppelin reunion, but it was pretty close when the live album No Quarter, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant Unleaded, hit the Billboard chart on this date, November 26th, 1994. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. MTV reached out to Robert Plant for an unplugged performance, and realizing he was expected to represent Led Zeppelin, he connected with Jimmy Page. Led Zeppelin's bassist John Paul Jones wasn't included in the project, as the duo of Page and Plant wanted to do something completely different. A 90-minute MTV special filmed in Morocco, Wales, and London, featuring deep Led Zeppelin cuts with all new arrangements using Middle Eastern influences. Fans wanting a more traditional reunion had forgotten about the disastrous Live Aid performance in 1985 and the lackluster Atlantic Records 40th anniversary celebration in 1988. So Page and Plant insisted that it was not a reunion, as they didn't want the pressure that went with it. John Paul Jones found out about the non-reunion through a press release and initially took the snub in stride. However, as time went on, he grew more jaded, annoyed at the fact that the concert was named after a song he largely composed, and publicly saying at the band's 1995 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, "Thank you for finally remembering my phone number." Page and Plant would embark on a massive world tour together and record a studio album in 1998. But in 2007, a true final Led Zeppelin reunion with John Paul Jones would finally happen at the Ahmet Erdogan tribute concert, released as the Celebration Day album and film. However, this was the closest a successful reunion had come when No Quarter, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant Unleaded debuted on the Billboard chart on this date, November 26, 1994. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.